Amatino Shikar Yedias Vachachmas Lamdu Chazal Mahatayra. All Yedias and Chachmas Chazal learned from the Tayra Ayin Erev and Yudah Arman Aleph. Kol Sheyesh Bekei for Gimel Tvachim. Anything that the circumference is three, Yesh Bereichem Tefach. Not immediately. Miyam Shasa Shleima. They didn't learn it out from math books. They learned it out from Yam Shasa Shleima. And I know that it's not accurate because it's 3.14. So Tyson says that's teaching us that the Torah is not makpin on the fraction. The Bracious Rabba, yes. I can't hear what you're saying.
Wrote David Morgan, Sir Sleeper,
said that if you
look at 3.1.2, that gives the allowable error measurement errors within the confines of.
Again, Tyson says the Kasha. Tyson says that they're not being makpin on this little amount. So I'm just quoting a Tyson. You know, no offense to Rabbi David Morgan's third. But it's a Tysus. Again, it's a Tysus. If a basis rabbi, Shloshme is Eirich, Eirich Ateva, Am Eirich Ateva, Chamishim Am Arach, Shloshim Am Kamasa, the Matcha Tayre Dover Echa, Terech Eretz, the way of building. Shimyas Adam Svinish, the Eimed is Bilamin, when he has a boat that's going to be in the port, Yas Arach Be'echad Meshisha Be'orka, thank you very much. It should be wide, 1/6 of its length, the gava echad masara barakba, and 1/10 of the height should be 1/10. So it's 300 amas long, 1/6 wide, and 1/10 high. And the Torah is giving you those measurements because the Torah wants you to learn how to build a ship. That's what the Medrash says. The Sham upesach ateva betida tassim, the matcha Torah derech eretz, shemai saw them traklin eser al eser. If he makes a big house, the door should be on the side, not in the front. I don't know why, but that's what he says. Abishira, maybe because it's such a big house. I don't know. Abishira, I can't hear you. It'll decrease, thank you. Abishira, Hashem, Rabba, Kairis, Batenu, Arazim, the beams of our houses are cedar trees. Rohitenu means? Board beams, brisim, or a different kind of tree. Lim the tyra derech eretz. She had the mekara barazim. She used cedar wood as his roof. Umarit and supported the brisim, which is what kind of tree?
Cypress
tree. Thank you. Shama brisis rabba the matko tyra derech eretz. She had the brisim kol mamayda b'savi zachas. She never vayachatz. Yaakov Avinu split it. Never put it all into one piece. Beside the Mir Isha Shabana Bayas, Lim the Terra Derecherets, Jeev Northern Bayas, the person should first build a house, the Yitta Kerem, and have a vineyard at Panasa, Vakach Yisisha. A Bavacious Rabba, the Yoshev Machoy de Shamim, Lametchot Terra Derecherets, the Ptul Lavan came over and said, we got to make a deal. Sadechon Sarah Adam Litabo Bekrovat, how long should a person take care of his relatives for free? Even though Rashi says it wasn't really free, he took care of his sheep. But the Torah makes it sound like it's free. Ad chayadish yamim. Mishaf, same medrash. Matko Torah shemiyadadam banim gedaylim. Banim gedaylim, he has older children. Yemasiyim person should marry them off. B'yachach noyim nais l'yishav. And then he should get remarried. What? I can't hear you.
Because in the
Torah
we learn from Lavan?
Yeah. A lot of dinim in the Torah we learn from Lavan. There's a big tumult achroinim, whether there's halacha that the older one has to get married and the younger one, and the raya is some, because Lavan said, so there's all kinds of achroinim to talk about it. Why are we learning halacha from Lavan? It's because the Torah mentioned it. That's the key. And it says that you marry off your kids before you get married, remarried yourself. First Yitzchak married Rivka, Valkach, Yitzchak Rami, Yitzchak, he married Keturah. But now, Huma Tachas Chit Yitzchak, under the wheat kernel, a thorn comes out. The Tachas Saira Ba'asha, Ba'asha means a false plant. I don't know exactly what it is.
Weeds.
The Metcha Taira Derech Eretz. Sadish Yimala Chaychim, a tree, a field that gives out thorns, Yafala Zarechitim. It's good to plant it wheat. So you know what to plant by looking what the bad stuff that comes out. That we learn it out from the Torah. But if Chaim is trying to plant, it's all in the Torah. Okay, we'll stop over here.
When's our final Pesach? When's the last day of Pesach?
I was going to announce the schedule now. Thank you. Next week, we're learning a whole week, and on Sunday afterwards, and then Chazara, and that will be it. So, basically, there's no reason to stop. You know, Baruch Hashem, people help their wives and everything. It's a wonderful thing. It's a good thing. But not at 6 o'clock in the morning. I know they stay up late. I know, you know the truth. But why should we close the week early? Why should we? We never close the week early.
29th.
And the 29th is the last day. Yeah, Yud Aleph is the last day. On Monday after Pesach. Because Pesach is over on a Thursday. So we can't start on a Friday, and I don't want to start on a Sunday. So we start on a Monday. Mr. Goldstein, is this your last day?
Sunday.
You'll be here Sunday, Mr. Shem? Okay. So for those who are not going to be here on Sunday, like Mr. Goldstein, the Shir wants to wish Mr. Goldstein a Tzeitzchem L'Shalom, and he should live Arichus Shalom V'Shanim Tovim in his new location. And we will miss you. I should talk for myself. I will miss you. It was always good to have somebody around that's my age. I mean, it was always good to have somebody. What?
I was once your age.
You were once my age. It was only meant for Mr. Goldstein. Okay, let us have on the base. So we had the five. We're going to start again. The third wide line. In Chavamid Beis, Yausa, I said, "Damer lekamet the Rabbi Babachana." Yausa brought blood in front of Rabbi Babachana, the Tami law, and he said, "This is damidus in your tummy." Hadra I said, "Lekamet the Yitzchak Brei of Yehuda." She took the same blood from Yitzchak Brei of Yehuda, but Tami law, and he said, "It's tar." Practicing Mar Beichi Avadachi. How can he pass them that way? But Tanya Chacham Shetime Ein Chaver in the Shaila Tar. Again, we are assuming that she told the Yitzchak that she had asked the Shaila. Not that she kept it back. She told Rabbi Yitzchak, I asked Rabbi Bechana, and he said, it's Tumbe. And Rabbi Yitzchak said, it's Tar. How can you do that? He's a loch of Chakim Shetime and Chavar Rishar Latar. Usher and Chavar Rishar Lahatar. Now, there's some Achoikas, I'm not sure if it's Rishayim or Achoikim, why this is true. If somebody's Matar, you can be Matame. If somebody's Mutter, you can say Usher, but not the opposite. So some learn that's Kavod, the Chiyam Kavod of the previous Pesach. To respect him, you can't undermine his psak. The other way, humras are always allowed. And number two is that others learn that it's shavya nafshe chatichu di isura. When you go ask a paisik, you're makabu his psak. And if he says it's tameh, it's as if you announced it to you it's tameh. And there's a concept of shavya nafshe chatichu di isura. A person can say this is asher to me. And once they say that, they can't remove it. So therefore, by going to a paisik, that's halacha. If somebody says this is treif, it's treif. I mean, he paskins for himself that this is straight. It's straight. There's a concept called Shavya Nafshe. Person makes that on himself. I'm sorry? It's a Machlokes Rishayim. Can you be Matrich on Shavya Nafshe? Is Shavya Nafshe didn't enter? Or is that it didn't come? It's a Machlokes. I think Machlokes Rishayim. I'm not getting about this. It's a Tzitz. And Sima Lama Dala is one of the most famous Tzitz. And I didn't talk about it. But that's not for now. So, the Chacham was not allowed to be Matar. That's the halacha. So how could he basically be Matar? He was told that Rabbi Babachana was Matami, and how could he be Matar? Zog to Gemara. Tamuya, Mikara Tamuya, have a Matami law. The basically Paskin said, listen, lady, I can't help you. You asked the Shaila. He said, it's Usher. He was the Amilei Choyim, have a Medakili. She's Kai Gavna. She said, I took him these colors all the time, and he always used to say, it's okay. He's having an eyeache now. He can't see clearly. It's what happened. I mean, Yalsa was the wife of Rav Nachman, besides everything else. She wasn't lying to him. She said he can't see well today. So therefore, Dachshavah. So that's not a psak from the Rabbi Babachana, because he wasn't capable really of paskening because he couldn't see clearly. So therefore, he was allowed to be matired. That's not going against the Chacham's psak. Rashi.
Yes. She's assuming that?
She's saying, I know we had an IX. She's not making it up. We're not dealing with some lady that comes off the street. We're dealing with Yalsa. She said he had an IX. Maybe he told her, I have an IX today. I don't know. I wasn't there. You know what I mean? We can't make up things and then ask Natasha. Can't make up things to say an answer either. But for sure can't make up things to ask a kasha. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Vikara Tamuya Tamamalai. Rabbi Yitzchak, Kvoidai, Notice the Rashi, which will kvaydai the Rabbi Babachal. Because every Isi, Mevi Adam Achar, Oshullah Shochaber, that's right. Not the Gemara writer. Ibai Lohu. I'm sorry. In fact, the Gemara Mima Hemni, do we trust her? Can a woman trust her more about herself than the Tanya, the menace, Isha Leimer, Gezeri Isi Vavatev? She can say, I've seen this color before. I happen to lose this bedika, but I know the color. I've asked the Shaila, and I've been told it's okay. I recognize the color, and I lost it. And we believe her. Rashi, Meviadam, Kazari Isi, Meviadam Achar, she brings another blood. Aishalai Shachaberta. Remez Kazari Isi, this is what my bedika cloth looked like. Vivatif. Okay? Here's the lady walking in with a bedika cloth, and it has a certain color. And she tells the Rav, listen, I did a bedika, it was the exact same color as this. This is not my bedika. But it was the exact same color, and I lost my bedika cloth. What's the halacha? Now, are we trusting her to say that it was the exact same color? Yes. Imdam zetar lebesabkina lebetumim shimdam ha'obas. The mehemna lemeh b'kazeri yitzi. Which, by the way, is a very big chiddush. Today, it's not such a big chiddush. She said it's exactly, look, in those days, the shades are red. They were paiskim the ramarah, and they didn't touch it, right? And we're trusting the lady, she's an eid echad nema bisurim, to say, I saw this shade of blood. I am sure it was this shade of blood. She's not saying perhaps and maybe, I think. I am sure this was the shade of blood. So she is believed. Eid echad nema bisurim. She's not posking what that shade is. She's not saying it's Tahar. She's just identifying, my shayla was this. And the Rav Paskins, whatever he Paskins. But she's Neman to say that this was the right shape. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Rav Yitzchak, sorry. Sorry, one second, I'm trying to find it. Ibailo. Yes, do you have a question? Yes.
No, just to think back, which is color reception has to do with the number of colors in your eyes. Men have usually three cones, sometimes only two. Whereas women usually have three cones, but sometimes four. So women's color perception actually is greater.
It could very well be, but again, at the same time, the Gemara doesn't seem to differentiate whether a woman's neman or a man's neman.
Well, otherwise this sort of undermines what you've been saying for a while, that people had training and stuff like that to achieve the ability see the different states, but whereas women, by the statement of Gemara bringing this into the getter of Eid Echad, implies that women have a greater color perception without brain.
I don't see that. I see in the Gemara that a person's neman to say that these mine looked exactly alike. That's different than looking at one by itself and saying, and judging that color. When you have two that are exactly the same, you don't have to have the same amount of perception to say they're the same.
Can her husband take a look at two different...
Doesn't say not.
Okay.
By the way, in the time of the Gemara, it's the women that brought the bedika cloth for the Shaila, not their husbands. That's the normal operational way of doing things.
In the case that we have, in the case of the Rashi brings that, somebody did not have a cloth.
But she made a bedika and she lost it. But she had her friend's one that looked exactly the same. And all she's saying is, mine looked exactly the same. She's saying they didn't have it in front of each other. That's true. That's true. Yes. Okay, I just want to point out that the reason, just to point out, women had to ask their own shaylas, which was the gay Taurus. So here they are, a woman has a shayla. She's going to wait for her husband to come home. I mean, she has to know, can she cook? So she had to go ask the Shaila. She couldn't wait. It wasn't like, when I become mutter, then should I count this as a bedika? That she can wait for it. If she, again, it used to be that the woman used to go anyway, but that's not the point. What I'm trying to say is you can't prove anything from here. Something to my right, Ibailu. Because that's here, Ishtoi Nichachamahu. What if a woman comes and says, I asked the same Shaila to Rabbi so-and-so, and he said it was okay. Is she Neman? Kashma. What's the difference? But the Gemara is shining out in the last one. we have no option there. Either we believe her or we don't. Here, there is an option. Show it to a different chacham. It's here. She's just saying, I got a psak from Rabbi so-and-so. Well, check it out. Why should we rely on you when there's another rabbi here that can paskin it? Maybe we don't rely on her in that kind of case, which means, basically, it's a chumrah. We wouldn't rely on you. If it wasn't around and you told us it was that color, we would rely on you. But since it's around, why not go the extra mile and check it out? Dr. Gemara writes the Tashema, the Yao Sai Sedom and Lekam and Rabbi Bechonam and Tamila. And under I feel the Kamehdra of Yitzchak Bar Yehuda, the same story we had, Medachila. Vehechi Avedachi, and the same Kasha. Kain Yechokim Chitim Mechav Erev Shalatar, Zohar Minan, Tamari Havim Metamri Bey. And Metamu Havim Metamri Bey. Originally he was Metamri. This was the answer we just gave. Kiva Zohar Milei Dechol Yehim Medachila. Then she told him every day used to be Metari Kai Gavna, this kind of case, we do the Chosh Bey, Nei. Had the Dachila, Alma Mehemnala. Right? So we see that we trust her. We're believing her that Rabbi Baba Chana was matired this exact case. That's Kazet Yerli Chacham. So we see clearly, here she had a Badika cloth. She tells Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yehuda, I brought this Shaila many times to Rabbi Baba Chana, and he said it was Tahar. And Rabbi Yitzchak said, fine, so then you're Tahar. So he relied on her to tell him what Rabbi Baba Chana paskin. So we see a woman's nemo to say that this is the kind of color I brought in front of Rabbi so-and-so, and he said it was tar. And for the Gemara, no raya. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yehuda, Gemara Samach. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yehuda was going to paskin tar based on his own knowledge. He was holding back because Rabbi Baba Chana paskin the other way. He held it was tar. He looked at it and he held it was tar. It wasn't relying on her. All he relied on her is to take off the fact that Rabbi Baba Chana said it's tameh. He didn't rely on her to paskin. Let me try again. He looked at this Medika cloth. He would have, if let's say nobody would have, Rabbi Baba Chana would not have been involved. And the lady would have brought this Medika cloth, would have said to her. He had a problem. Rabbi Baba Chana had said it's tamei. How can he go ahead and paskin against Rabbi Baba Chana? She told them that Rabbi Baba Chana had an eyeache, but usually he used to be matar. He wouldn't have relied on that to make her tar. He relied on his own sock to make her tar. All that removed was the fact that he wasn't going undermining Rabbi Baba Chana. So it's no raya that a woman's nema to say kizat yerli chacham. Rashi. Not Rashi. Kizat yerli chacham. Mal shetis mechalo chaverta. Her friend shows her blood. Sharisa dama luzu. Her friend says there, can you look at my bedika glove? She looks at it and says, I had the same exact color, and he said it's to her. I had the same color. We believe Nemesisha, Alma Kumla B'mari Damim. We believe her, right? We said Nemesisha Loimer, Kizari Yishiva Vatif. The lesser come on, Avalokha Nisa come on, if it's here, Nezianum, why don't we look at it? I can worry some. The Pshita laid the tar. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yehuda was sure it was tar. The Haidav of Matamim Yikara, the only reason he said Tamla is Mishum Mikvayda the Rabbi Baba Chana. Because of the honor of Rabbi Baba Chana. And we have Mesabkele, had he had a suffix, we have a Samachala. He wouldn't have relied on her. Okay. Now we have a very interesting story. I'm going to try to keep this as simple as possible and not confusing. It gets confusing only because of the details of a story, but it's not halacha confusing as much as it's confusing. It's not a shver Gemara. Just have to, as we say in Yiddish, halka, meaning just follow the story. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, raw dam belayla. He looked at blood at night, v'timei, and he said, this is dam nidus. Raw bayayim, he looked at the same thing by day, v'tier. He said, this is not dam nidus. Himten shachas, he waited a little time, v'chazer v'timei. He looked at it again, he said, it's tamei. So the sequence was, at night he said it was tamei, in the morning he looked at the same thing, he said, this is okay. And then later on, let's say 2 hours later, I just made that up. It says, shachas, shachas, doesn't have to be an hour. He waited a little bit, looked at it again, said, tameh. Changed his mind twice. The Amar, oili shema ta'isi. Woe to me, I might have made a mistake. Now, fresh to tomorrow, shema ta'isi, vadeitor. I mean, what's the question? The Tanya, le'yayim l'chokham, ilu ha'yallach ha'yavadeitamay. El Einlai, El Aymar, it's supposed to be El Aymar, I think. Right? The question is, he said, by making it Tameh, maybe I was wrong. Because since in the morning I passed into the star, maybe I'm wrong to change my mind. That's what he said. He passed in the night, it's Tameh. In the morning he passed in the star. That doesn't bother us, because we always say the morning look is a better look than the night look. It's fine. Then he changed his mind again to Tameh, and he says, you know, maybe that's wrong.
That doesn't bother us. That should bother us, no?
What?
It doesn't bother us. I mean, because it was the golf course is pretty big right away, because it turns out it doesn't look like a problem. That should bother, I mean...
Again. Is
it really coming because it wasn't?
Okay, so let's wait five more lines in the Gemara. If it doesn't resolve your question, we'll hear it again. Okay. So this is what happened. Frank, the Gemara Vadetar. Once you pass Kintar, you don't say, maybe it was Tameh and I saw it later, right? What you just mentioned. A woman comes to Bedinka Kloss from yesterday. We don't sit there and speculate how it looked yesterday. Ain't like the guy in a Mashe Nefrayas. You pass in what you see. She came a day later. She came a day later. She got the clues to come right away.
You saw this three times.
Again, I'm just got the bright side.
What the interview is going on, man?
What he sees at the time in Pesach. When he passed the tar, that's what he saw.
The morning one was...
Again, the Gemara, you have to give the Gemara a chance. Without giving the Gemara a chance, we never get anything. Right. So he said, maybe I made a mistake. So the Gemara's problem is the word maybe. You definitely made a mistake. Once you pass Kintar, it doesn't make a difference what it looks like the next day. You pass Kintar. Ain't lo the die of Amash, ain't of Reyes. Right? A Rav doesn't keep the Bedinka cloth around for 48 hours to see how it changes colors. It makes no difference. He looked at it, he said, Kintar, it's star. It goes right to the garbage. Ain't lo the die of Amash, ain't of Reyes. That's the Gemara right. Mikara asked to give a tummy. In Rebbe's case, and originally he thought it was tummy. He was the cousin of the Tzafid Ishtani. In the morning, it had a different look. Amar, Vadai Tor Haba, Belaila Udlo Ishazi Shaper. Listen, I can paskin at night, and had I not seen it again, I would have paskin tummy. No reason to assume that I didn't see it well at night. But when I look at it the next morning and I see that it's tar, I say to myself, obviously the night light is not as good as daylight. It's a fact. Candlelight can't do what daylight does. So therefore, I'm allowed to paskin at night. I paskin at night. I have no regret that I paskin at night. But when I see the same thing the next morning, and I see that it looks different than the night, I assume that the candlelight didn't do the job. That's not luck. Now, one second. Keep it because the Hadar Ishtani. Then he saw that it changed back to Tameh. So then he said, Amrahai Tamehu, Umafcha Kudumafcha V'Azo. It's going back. He saw that it went lighter. He saw 2 hours later that it was lighter than the morning. He didn't see it back Tameh. He saw it Tameh at night. In the morning he saw a tar, he said to himself, I saw a tar, I can't ask this woman. Obviously the night light wasn't as good. Then 2 hours later, he saw it was lighter than 2 hours earlier. He said, obviously, this is fading. That means the morning was a fading look. I wasn't seeing the bedik. I saw a faded bedik. I can prove it to you, because 2 hours later, it faded more. Most bedikas won't fade on that way. And this bedika faded. I saw it fade. So now, I have a big shayla. Should I rely on my psak tahar, which was done at daylight? Now it's not Tameh now. It's even more tar now. But it shows me that this is a fading Bedika. And therefore, he went and he said, maybe I made a mistake. Maybe she's not tar. Maybe she's Tameh. Maybe she is tar. Because I'm stuck here. I can't be with Ein Ladai and Tamash Ein Evrayas. I can't go with that. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Rabbi, I'm... Okay, the Gemara's having meaning they didn't see it a third time. I made a mistake when I thought I didn't think this. Yeah, I'm trying to explain. Meaning, the Gemara's having meaning is he looked at it twice. He looked at it at night and he looked at it in the morning. In the morning he was retired, and then later on he said, you know what, she's coming. He didn't see it a third time. He saw it two times, the Havamina and the Gemara. He saw it at night, he saw it in the morning. The morning he said it saw her. A few hours later he came back and said, you know, I think it might be Tomei, because at night it looked Tomei. Now that it dried out, it changed colors. So had it been moist like it was at night, So according to the Havamina, the story is as follows. He looked at it at night, said Tomei. He looked at it in the morning, he said, you know what? It's hard. Then a few hours later, without looking at it, he came back and said, it's Tomei. Because, you know, maybe it was really the night color, and in the morning it changed colors. He's reverting back to the earlier Pesach. Shema Teisi, the Meshach of Zayti B'Temesi. Maybe I was wrong for changing my mind. In the morning it was Tar. So how can I go back to my Pesach at night? I have to pass Gemash Eina. That's what he was Mesupit. Frech to Gemara, of course he can't change his mind. He saw it in the morning, he said it was Tar. That's the Pesach. Ein lo yodayei Mash Eina Freyas. Dr. Gemara, Mikara Achzik B'Tumah. It wasn't that at night he didn't see clearly. He said it's Tumah. Oh, Shaper Chase. The Amzik B'Tumah, the Mina L'Kamon, Rebbe Bodhikor Aner. Rebbe checked it by candlelight. Ishtani Hilben. It got whiter, lighter. The Hadri Ishtani Oijaiser. The Fakayach, Mari Admu Musai Oiveret. Its redness is going away. So he went back to the first one. But he didn't see it when it was moist. Okay, I'm going to reread the Gemara and retranslate it much better than I did the first time. So I think we will answer all the questions by me rereading it and translating it. If there's questions, please stop me. Dr. Gemara. Rabbi Radam Balayla. Rebbe saw Adam at night, v'timei. The Havamina de Gemara is, it wasn't a definite psak. It looked to him tamei, but he wasn't sure that it was tamei. That's the Havamina de Gemara. Ra b'yayim, in the morning he saw it, v'tiheh. At this point, it doesn't bother us that he changed his mind, because the night psak wasn't a definitive psak. It was what he thought it was. Wasn't sure, but it looked to him tamei, he wasn't willing the Paskim Vadai Tamei, wasn't willing. But he saw it in the morning and he said it's Tahar. Him Tinshachas Chazavitimei. He never saw it a third time. An hour later he said, you know what? I feel uncomfortable making a Tahar. Last night it was looked to me Tamei, I want to go back to Tumah. Chazavitimei. Amar Oili Shema Teisi. Then he said, you know, I might be making a mistake. Maybe I shouldn't change my mind. So again, let me set up the case the way the Gemara understands it, the Havamina. He looked at it at night, was not sure it was Tamei, was leaning in that direction. He said to me, it looks Tamei. No final thought. In the morning, he looked at it and looked to her, said it's to her. A few hours later, he says to himself, I feel uncomfortable. Last night it looked Tamei, she's Tamei. And then he said, you know what, I might be making a mistake. I might not be right and going back to what I thought at night. I might not be right. That's the Havamina of the Gemara. In fact, the Gemara is definitely wrong. Now, halacha is, when you give a final psak on what you see, you don't speculate about anything else. A woman walks in with a bedinka cloth 2 days after she did the bedinka. The rav says it's okay. He doesn't sit there and say, what did it look like 2 days ago? He's supposed to pass what he sees. He saw the morning, he passed him. The night wasn't the psak. The night was made. He looked at him.
When
you see the Gemara, you see it in Rashi.
Where?
Okay? Rashi. Mikara asked him, the Gemara's answer is that Rashi. It wasn't be suffix like we thought it was. Ela Shaper Chazev asked him. It was a Vadai Psach.
First one? Second one?
The answer, okay, let me finish the answer to Gemara, okay? I'm going to be able to show you the Rashi later, but trust me, it's a Rashi. So again, the Havamina to Gemara was, Rebbe saw it at night and thought it was Tumah. Not enough to pass on 100% Tumah, but enough to lean in that direction. In the morning, he looked at it again, and he said, this is star. Don't worry about what I thought at night. This is star. A few hours later, without looking at it again, he said, I'm going back to Tuma. And he questioned whether he was right in doing it. Did I have a right to go back to Tuma? And Mamai said, the morning of Mukhtar. Frank Gemara, why is he questioning himself? He definitely was wrong. The rule is, a Rav sees the Mara as is, paskins it, and that's the psak. He doesn't speculate what would have been.
Did he go to morning?
In the morning.
First time?
For at night, he said it leans to Tumah.
The psak.
It was not a definite psak. Wasn't a definite psak.
In the morning, the first time in the morning that he thought about it.
He didn't think about it. He looked at it. And he said it's star.
Was that a psak?
Yes.
And afterwards, he doubted him. From psak. And then...
He didn't look at it a third time.
He didn't look at it a third time. And so he's going back. Right?
Maybe I was wrong. He said, I'm going back to Tumah. And then he questioned himself whether he's right to go back to Tumah. In fact, the Gemara didn't. I just like to finish this. How can he question himself? He for sure is wrong. You don't change your psak based on speculative.
Wait.
He's changing his psak because maybe what he saw in the morning is not the real color.
Which one are we calling in of Royals? Which one? At this time,
the morning one.
Okay.
That's his first psak. And for the Gemara.
Where do we see that the original psak was not...
I will show you after I finish the Gemara.
Okay.
Now, he just asked that, and I said he has to wait for me to show him the Rashi. I'll show him a Rashi. And for the Gemara, no, that's not what happened. He saw it at night, and he said, Tamei.
That's a
Hebrew
night.
Again, you're not letting me finish. Here we go again. He said, Tamei. In the morning, he looked at it again, he said, Tar. I can't change my psak. I can, because at night I don't see as well as in the day. So that's not called a change. He saw it at night, and then he saw it in the day, it looked different. So at that point, he had all the right in the world to change his psak, because nightlight is not as good as daylight. It gave him the right to retract his original psak, but it was an original psak. Then, 2 hours later, he looked at it through time number three, and he saw it was fading more. So he said to himself, I got a problem now. I went with my psak this morning because I said, that's what it is. But now I see it's fading. And I looked at it at night, and it looked to me tameh, and I would paskin tameh. So I was willing to retract my psak based on the fact that I didn't see it well at night. But as I see it fading now, I see that my morning psak might have been the wrong psak. Because it might have been faded. If I never saw it at night, I don't worry about what it would have been. But I did see it at night. And at night, I said it was Tumbay. I changed my mind in the morning because daylight is better. But now that I see it's fading, I question whether my daylight was better or not. Maybe my night sock was the right sock. That was his subject. Am I wrong for changing back? But not wrong for changing back. Now, how do I see this? Okay, so let's take a look at Rashi. In the Maskana, Emesh loy mikara azik betumah. You see that, Rashi? That's in the Maskana of the Gemara. At night, he decided tamei. So, Rashi, what does that mean? What is the Gemara telling me? In the beginning, we didn't think he decided tamei. Emesh loy misafek tamei. Not as we thought that he did it because he wasn't sure. Elishaper chazye. He saw it va'azik betumah. He paskin tamei. The Amina will come on Rebbe by the clarinet. Rebbe used to check by candlelight and paskin. In the Havamina, we thought Rebbe looked at it at night, leaned in the direction it was coming, but it was not a final psak. Therefore, in the morning, he gave his final psak, tar. Then he gave it. Then 2 hours later, without looking at it, he changed his mind. And we say to him, how did you change your mind? You saw it, you paskin tar. Why do you think that at night it was coming? You don't look back what it might have been. You weren't sure at night. After the Gemara, he was sure at night. It was Tumay. In the morning, he was sure it was Tar, and he assumed that daylight is better than nightlight. But then 2 hours later, he looked at it again and saw it was fading. So now he questioned that morning psak. So the Gemara changes the story on two counts. In the beginning, it was a Suffolk psak, not a Vadai psak. The morning was a Vadai psak, and that's Ein Avrayus. And then the Gemara's answer is no. the first one was a Vada Psak, and the second one overrode that Vada Psak based on daylight. But now he's questioning that override because he saw it's fading more. That's the story.
Don't see a row up in that case.
But, yes?
So with this idea of the changing colors, what happens if we flip this 180 degrees and say that at night, Rebbe said to her, they had relations, in the morning he said something. Was she Anita and was he Boyle Anita?
In the Havamina, he would have never said Tar at night because he wasn't sure.
Oh,
and the Maskana de Gemara, if he said Tar at night, it's Tar. Let me say it better.
Okay.
Change doesn't happen with Chumrah. Change happens with Kula. When it dries, at least the way the Gemara operates, it changes to be lighter, not darker.
Yeah.
That's the chiddush of Ein Lo Dayan Amashen Avrayas. Don't sit and speculate. Maybe this dry Bedika cloth that I'm getting is not the real color it was. That's not your job. The Torah told you possibly what you get.
I have no problem with that. I mean, that's a bold statement of the Gemara. But, you know,
I didn't make it up.
On the other hand, this is the example of Shrugman's cat, where reality, because you're saying the reality is he was not Boyle Anita, he was Boyle Atar.
Listen, let me explain something. We are not Malachim. We are human beings. I'm not finished yet. We're human beings, and we rely on the Psak of the Torah. And if it ends up reality that he lived with Anita, but he relied on the psak of the Rav that told him Tahar, he's good to go. I mean, he would have to bring a carbon, by the way, in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, if the Rav told him I made a mistake in psak. But the Rav paskin Tahar, he's supposed to rely on the Rav. Now, he might end up paying for it, a carbon. But he's a shaking. He listens to the Rav. He can't do any more than that. And in this case, Rebbe didn't say Tamei. Rebbe said, in the beginning of the Gemara, Rebbe said, I don't know, I think it's Tamei. Wasn't the Psak. Had Rebbe said it definitely is Tar, he would have never looked at it in the morning. See, that's what I think happens. If Rebbe would have paskened this in the morning, if not at night, why would he look at it again in the morning? What difference does it make? The only reason he looked at it again in the morning was because at night you don't see as well. So the Havamina we thought because he didn't pasken at night. The Maskana would say he did pasken at night and he still looked at it again in the morning.
The essential sentence said of that for me was the fact he still brings the carbon.
Yes.
Okay.
He does.
That's
Alocha. That's Alocha. Yes, Doc, do you have a question?
And why did he look at it again? She took it home at night.
He wouldn't have looked at it if she took it home. She left it there. You know, I know Rabbanim. That when you give them a hard shaila, they don't give you back the bedika cloth. They throw it out. They say, I don't want another rub to see it. I paskin. You rely on my psak? It's fine. Goodbye. I'm not interested in hearing you take it to somebody else and hearing something else. That's what change of plates, as we call that. He's willing to paskin. Listen, every rub who paskins Amara understands the consequences of his psak. I mean, we're not dealing with, everybody understands it. And if he's willing to pass it, he's willing to pass it. I'm not a big place. So people come to me many, many times. I say, go ask somebody else. I'm not willing to take that. I don't have that confidence in my psak that I should pass it. Rabbi Groomer had huge confidence in his psak. Huge confidence in his psak. I mean, I said yesterday, there was once a shayla to me. I was 99.99% that the lady was coming. The day before Rosh Hashanah. 99.99%. And I sent it to Rabbi Groomer because Rabbi Groomer said, it's fine. Okay, you know, Rabbi, you're the rabbi. I didn't pass it.
Ever pass it after that?
What?
You ever
pass it? I do, but I, it's try again. I discourage her. I'll be honest if I get I'm not going to hear to recount the story. I once was, a lady was going to the mikvah on a Friday night in the summer, it was after Sukkot. It was like 10 o'clock at night. They walked in from wherever they walked in from far to go to the mikvah, her husband, and they had a shayla. I looked at the shayla and said, this is a problem. And here she is. She came to go to the mikvah on a Friday night. My wife was taking her. And so I said, I can't pass this. I'm going to go to Rabbi Blum. I walked to Rabbi Blum's house. I showed it to him. Rabbi Blum said, I can't be mounted this. Go ask somebody else. So they walked to Rabbi Groomer's house, and he was sleeping. So they walked to Rabbi Hirschfeld's house, and he said it was okay. So I didn't walk. I wasn't going to walk around town. I had walked to Rabbi Blum's house myself with the Shiloh. Rabbi Blum told me he can't be mounted, which I felt good because I couldn't be mounted either. So I felt that. But he didn't say fuck. He was careful. They walked to Rabbi Groomer's house, who was sleeping, and they couldn't wake him up. And they walked to Rabbi Hirschfeld's house, and he was mad. So they came back, and they said, Rabbi Hirschfeld said, okay. Rabbi Hirschfeld said, look, my wife took her, and that's it. And I went home, because I wasn't going to wait around until who knows what time. It was like, 11:30 at night, 11:45. But it happened. That's what Rabbi Boom did not say usher. He just said, I can't be mad. Yeah, and sometimes the Rabbanim see it differently. That's what it is. Okay. Rabbi Barak Laraner, Rabbi Chek Laraner, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchak Barak B'Yamamunim. He used to check on a cloudy day, Beini Amudi, in the Beis Medrash, meaning right between the pillars. Rashi says, Bein Amudim, Heichid the Garsi, where they learned. Rabbi got the lek in the Hurukula. It wasn't so light, but to him, he was clear. He was happy with that. Amar Rabbi Bar Shmuel, B'Kulanei Beit Kenaisam Bechamel Atzel. We don't need it. We don't want it in the sun. We want it near the sun in the shade. Rav Nachman Amar Rav Avuha B'chama U'B'tzel Yadai. You can do it in the sun, but cover it with the shade with your hand. Provide shade. Rashi, Noisin Yadai K'neged Cham Al Adam U'Meitzal. Provide shade over the blood. That's my right. Mazik Shnei Chalakim. And wine mixed with water, 2-1. Which wine? Tana Hashiraini. It's the certain wine of Shiraini. Nidin ke karmeli chai. That means you could use undiluted karmeli wine, and that's like diluted Shiraini wine. Veloy mazuk, but not diluted karmeli wine. Chadash veloy yashan. New wine, not old wine, because that changes colors. Rashi, Hashiraini Mazuk, Nidin Kekarmeli Chai, Dokinami Botki Bekarmeli Chai. The Istagarzi, Kishiraini Nidin Akarmeli. The Gersa, the opposite way. The Mishnah said, Shiraini, Karmeli is like Shiraini. And our Gersa makes it sound that Shiraini is like Karmeli. Nothing about right to Bekulani, Amrevitska Bavdimi, Bekulani, Boitkin Aitzan, Ella Bekais Tveria, Pashit. You have to use a thin cup of glass made in Tveria. Their glass was thinner, and therefore, you remember, when you look at wine, it has to be held in something. So they put it in a cup, in a thin glass cup. That's how you judge the color of the wine. Kaistraya Pashat, thin one. My timer, Amrabaya. Shakal Ilam Kule Magzig Lug, Isimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimimim use a mana of glass. Shnei Bugin, Ice and Ice and Mimisayim. They use more glass. Kaistraya Pashat Afilum Mazik Shnei Lugin, Ice and Ice and Mimana. Even if it holds two Lugin, they use a less glass. That's why it's thinner. The other ones make a thicker glass. The more bigger, the more glass. In Tveria, they use less glass and make it thinner. I did a color, she did make trade. Since it's thinner, you can see the color better. Rashi, Kais Tveria, Shayai, and the Pashit, Shimbatimbish, thin. I did a color, she nearby had Mimus Yai, you can tell the redness of the wine. Hadulakalayad, Hadulakalayad, Hadulakalayad. Hamapelus Chaticha, a woman that miscarries a piece of something. We don't know what it is. A piece of flesh, a piece of something. We don't know if it's blood or not. if there's blood along with it, she's an Ida. It's not a Leda. Leda has to be a baby. Now, what considers a baby will have a machloikus at the end of the Mishnah. But it has to be a baby. And a piece is not a baby.
Do we have
this? This was quoted before, correct. Rabbi Yehuda, he says, no, it's Tameh anyway. The Gemara is going to discuss what color that piece is, which we had earlier. Rashi, it's not called a birth. Had it been a birth, you can become Tameh just by having a birth. A woman that gives birth is Tameh like an Ida. Vaisa means her flow. Okay, so let me explain this next piece of Mishnah, and then we can read the Mishnah. It's a simple Mishnah. What constitutes baby? So, the mayor holds anything that looks like human, came from a human, like a hand with fingers, a foot with toes, or anything that looks like an animal. It looks like a foot of a cow, a hand of a cow, a nose of a head of a cow. Any animal looking like thing is also Leda. And the Chachamim say, no. Leda has to be human. Anything that looks like an animal is not a Leda. It's a discharge of some piece, but that's all it is. But let's say it looks like a grasshopper. Let's say it looks like a bird. That's not a Leda, according to anybody. That's what the Mishnah is going to tell us. Zuck the Mishnah. Hamapelis kamin klipa. It's like a peel. Kamin sara, like a hair. Kamin upar, like dirt. Kamin yafchushin adumim, like red gnats. Tatu lamayim, put it into water. In the Maichu Tameya, if it disintegrates, that means it's blood. And then she's a Nida, Vimlav Tahira. This is not a Leda. This might be a Nida, but you have to put it in water and let it disintegrate. And the Gemara will give you what kind of water and how long and all that. Right. Hamapelus kimin dogim chagavim, like fish, grasshoppers, scutsim, ramasim, bugs. And Yeshimam dam Tameya, Vimlav Tahira. This is not blood. This is a piece. Right. This is not going to disintegrate. But it's not a baby. So if there's no blood, she's tar. Hamapelis min behe mechayiv oif. Birds are like animals. Bein tamein bein tairim. Im zachar, if we can tell it's male, it looks like a male cow, like a male bird, teishim lezachar. She's tamei leda with yimei tara and yimei tuma. She's exactly a male. Meaning, she had a male baby. The baby looks like a bird, but a bird is a baby. And therefore, the halachas of Leda applied to her. I made a mistake. A bird is like an animal. A grasshopper is not like an animal. A bug is not like an animal.
But animals are.
Yeah. The keva takes her with the keva. She gets 14 days of tumah and 66 days of tara. The menu to what? Well, we can't tell it's male or female. Looks like a bird, but we can't tell male or female. So then takes her with the zaku with the keva. You know what she does? She gets 14 days of tumah, and 26 days of tara. Because if it's a male, it's 7 and 33. If it's a female, it's 14 and 66. We can't give her 66 because it might be a male. We can't give her just 7 days of tumah because it might be a female. So we give her 14 days of tumah, and then till 33 of tara, which is 33 minus 7, which is 26. So she gets 14 days of tumah and 26 days of tara. We don't know if it's a male or female, so we have to be machmer. Divrei Meir. Chachamim Aimrim, Kal She'ena Mitzuras Adam, Ein Avlad. No human features, not a baby. So what is the Machlokes Rav Meir Rabbanon? Are animals considered babies?
Rabbi?
Yes.
Rabbi, is this all dependent on us believing she was pregnant? In other words, if she was having her period right up until the moment that she expelled this, Does all this apply?
Meaning, I don't think she would be miscarrying a bird if we didn't think she was pregnant. I don't think it's possible, but I don't know.
But women can do this. I mean, if there's a doubt, I mean, you would want to know that they were actually pregnant. They could expel something from them even if they weren't pregnant. It could be something else. That's what I'm asking.
I didn't see it discussed. Rashi. Okay. Sara sar here. Yavchusin yetuchim nats. In the muchi tmeya, mishum nida the damu min dargim nami lav vadu. Fish are not a baby. But time of the fire is Gemara. The Gemara is going to say, what's the difference in a fish and a bird? Yigadam tmeya nida v'mav tayra. Teishel v'zochi yimei tumas shiva. You may Tara Lamed Gimel. If you know it's male, she gets 7 days of Tumah, 33 days of Tara. The Chol Damim Shatira Bam Tyran. During those 33 days, even if she bleeds, she's Tara. The Zachar Nekeva. The Chumriya, you may Tumah the Nekeva. The Chumriya, you have to give her 14 days. Shuayim, 2 weeks. You may Tara Kalim the Seifar Baam Yayim, Kazachar. But you can't get, you may Tara past 40, which means another 26 days. But like Pek in Nekeva, right, remember, boy is 7 and 33, girl is 14 and 66. We have to give her 14 and the leftover till the end of 33, which is 26 days. The Gemara Mefarish, Maishna, the Lechai, Vayv, Koy, Vlad, Yosem, Yidagim. The Gemara will explain why does Reb Meir consider animals and birds different than fish. Okay, this is where we're stopping, and question 10 was on the Mishnah. That's why I did the Mishnah. If not, I would have stopped before the Mishnah. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbat, and again, the schedule for Pesach is with Mirtz Hashem learning all next week, and the Sunday following we will chazer. Then Monday and Tuesday before Pesach, before Erev Pesach, we are off. And we start again the Monday after Pesach. Pesach ends on a Thursday. We start again on Monday morning in Mirtz Hashem.
Tough?